Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands.
Hey guys, it's Kristen. We are going to jump into the episode in just a second, but before we do, I need to tell you about the Busy Mom's Guide to Meal Planning. It's going to teach you a 15-minute process that will take the stress out of mealtime. So you no longer have to hear, what's for dinner tonight? Stress about what you're going to throw in the oven when you get home for work, or deal with figuring out mealtime when you have been at an evening of activities at school. The answer to your family's dinner time questions is the Busy Mom's Guide to Meal Planning. In this guide, it is going to take you step by step through defining healthy for your family, finding new recipes in places you might not expect, planning meals around your schedule, not planning your schedule around meals, and having a plan at the grocery store so you don't end up with more than you need and spending money on junk you don't want in your house. Click the link in the show notes to grab your guide for $9.95. The guide will be emailed to you to print out, fill out, and send you on your way. Soon you're going to be rocking mealtime and you're going to forget that that stress ever existed.
I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This week, we are going to continue and wrap up our series of 10 reasons your diet isn't working. And honestly, although we've been listening to all 10 reasons, or the other 9 reasons, quite possibly the most important is the reason we're going to talk about this week, which is why we saved it for last. Best for last, right? It's also my favorite reason and one that I could go on for hours about, but I'm not going to put you through that today. The number one, but also number 10 reason your diet isn't working for you is because your diet isn't custom to you. But before we get in too far, let's recap where we've come over the last 8 weeks. Technically, 9 weeks ago, we started talking about these 10 reasons, and we did a quick little recap of each reason. But then over the last 8 weeks, we've dived into the following reasons. Number one, you are dehydrated. Number two, you were focusing on quantity over quality. Number three, we had a little bit of a gut punch and we talked about, are you really sticking to your diet like you say you are? Number four, fast food is still junk food. Number five, you're not eating enough protein. Number six, you're averaging less than 6 hours of quality sleep a night. Number seven, you're eating too much sugar. And last week, we combined numbers 8 and 9. You're not moving your body and you're only focusing on cardio. This week, as I mentioned, we're going to talk all about the number 10, but also the number one reason your diet isn't working is because it's not custom to you. Before you jump in and say, I'm not here to pay for a custom meal plan. I don't have the money. I don't have the means to have somebody give me a custom plan. Hang in there because I'm not here to sell you on a custom plan. We are here to talk about building healthy habits that are custom to you that fit within your current lifestyle, your current season of life, your body, and your individual needs. And this is why diets don't work for everybody the same way. This is why your best friend's neighbor saw success with keto and you gained 10 pounds. This is why somebody went gluten-free and you gained 5 pounds. This is why when people come at it and say, diets don't work for me, it's because they're following what everybody else is doing and they're not focusing on their individual needs. Every single person is an individual person. We are all built differently. We are all built with different needs. Even somebody who is in the same family as you has different intestines inside of you. Yes, technically they are the same, but they contain different bacteria. They contain different blood. They contain different insides. Overall, we are different people and our bodies don't function exactly the same. The truth is, a diet is the same way. It doesn't work the same for everybody. And a type of eating style or limiting yourself to certain foods may not work for you like it worked for a friend. That's why it's all about building long-term healthy habits that fit for you, that work in your season of life, your lifestyle, your body. A diet should take you into a long-term lifestyle that is sustainable. That's why so many of these pre-made meal plans, certain ways of eating, certain quote-unquote diets out there ultimately fail for so many people because they're not built to be copy and paste. They're built to be unique from person to person. Well, people are built to be unique from person to person, and that's why you need to build the habits, not this copy and paste lifestyle, to make it work. Now, copy and paste lifestyle sounds like the simple route, right? Many of us definitely want to go that route. We can say, this is what's going to be the answer. This is going to be the answer to my problems. But here's the thing. Just because you have that copy and paste lifestyle doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Like we just have been talking about, you are unique. That's why you need to look at your habits. So look at your movement. How can you move? Look at your water intake. How can you adjust your water? Look at your sleep. How can you make sure you get more sleep? Spend some time with a food journal and food journal your food. Figure out what foods work for you and what foods don't work for you. If you have hung around here before or listened to past episodes of the podcast, you will know that I swear by food journals. And I think that is the number one step anybody who is making adjustments to their eating habits should take. Not tracking calories, not tracking macros, but just tracking food and how food reacts to their body. I have shared my personal story with gut health many, many times. And it all came down to throwing macros out the window, figuratively, but I really wanted to literally, because I was so focused on trying to increase my protein that I was eating so many foods my body didn't agree with. Every single person on earth is a unique individual. Therefore, all these people I was seeing having success with macros, their bodies could handle gluten. Their bodies could handle dairy. Mine could not. Mine ended me up in the urgent care. It means no matter what, because we are unique individuals, that no one is going to have the same exact functioning body. So over these last 8 weeks, we've talked about the different factors, the different habits, the water intake, the movement, the sleep, the sugar consumption, the knowing your body, the having different goals. We didn't talk about things like stress levels, family history, current seasons of life. All of those will also be important into building your custom plan. I can't sit here and tell you, you need to reduce your stress and not give you ways to do that. That's what the last 8 weeks have been about. While I haven't directly said, this is how to reduce your stress level, I gave you healthy habits over the last 8 weeks that can help you reduce your stress level, that can help combat family history, that can fit within your current season of life if you want it to. They will be important to building your custom diet, custom meal plan, custom healthy lifestyle. And this is one of those instances where we technically could just throw the word diet out the window because it is a lifestyle. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but having that custom lifestyle with custom healthy habits is going to be exactly what you need to sustain it going forward. So when you're looking at doing a diet, here are the things you should take into consideration. And number one is exactly what I just was talking about. Is it sustainable? In other words, are you going to give up after 2 days? Did you give yourself an end date? Did you say, I'm only going to do this for 6 weeks and then I'm going to go back to my current lifestyle? Well, that's a problem because you're giving yourself mentally an out. You're telling yourself, I only have to do this for 6 weeks. So mentally, you're not all in. And that goes back to, I think it was week 3, where we had that gut punch. Are your goals, are you really sticking to your diet? Are you sticking to what your long-term goals are? Number two question you should be asking yourself is, who is your source? Was it your friend's neighbor's brother that told you to do this diet plan? Or was it somebody like a dietitian, somebody who's in nutrition coaching, somebody who can actually help you build that custom diet? If your friend's neighbor's brother is the person who told you to do this diet, that is why your diet is not working. It's not custom to you. It's custom to your friend's neighbor's brother. Working with a dietitian or a nutrition coach or somebody who has a level of knowledge who can work you through figuring out what works best for your body, help you build that list of long-term healthy habits, is going to be a much better solution. That's what we do in my group coaching program, Nutrition Confidence. We break it down. We figure out what's best for you, and we answer all these questions that I'm going through right now. It's not something that somebody next door to you gave you. It's somebody that knows what they're talking about, can talk you through, and help you actually have long-term sustainable success with your lifestyle. The next question is to ask yourself, is it realistic for your current season of life? Do you have time to prepare food? Can you afford the food that you want to be eating? Do you have time to be cooking more, or do you know that you're going to be eating out more? Are you going into a season of travel? Looking at your current season of life, is it better to stay in maintenance for 6 more weeks and then start building more healthy habits? Or what habits can you start right now? And what habits do you maybe want to add on in 6 weeks? So for example, it is the end of the school year. It is a busy sports season. In this season of life, when you are gone 5, 6, 7 days a week, is it realistic to say, I am going to cook a healthy meal for me all 7 nights? Probably not. But do you have time on Sundays maybe to meal prep some food that will get you through the week in a way that is decently healthy? Or maybe you focus on a different habit. Instead of this is the season of life where I'm going to change my eating habits completely, I'm going to add in 1 or 2 vegetables a day instead of trying to overhaul my entire meal plan. What is realistic for your current season of life? From there, we move on to, is it realistic for your body? I mentioned my gut health journey. My body couldn't handle the food I was going to eat. And that is something that is so, so, so important to remember. You need to make sure that your body can handle the food you will eat. Maybe it's taking some time to food journal before going through this. Or maybe it's a situation of, I want to lose 100 pounds by the end of the summer. You're not going to do that. Maybe even 10 pounds by the end of June. That may not be realistic depending on your starting point. So I think it's important to take a step back and look at the diet or the healthy lifestyle you're looking at doing and saying, is this realistic for me, my body, in my current season, and my current weight, my current goals? Is it realistic? That is so important. Another question to ask about your diet or your new healthy habits is, will it help you reach your goals? Many people go into a diet because they want to lose weight. That is, I would say 99% of the time, what their end goal is to lose weight. But is your goal to just lose weight? Is it to be more toned? Is it to be just building a healthy lifestyle? Is it to get fit? Is it to run a marathon? Your diet is going to depend on your end goals. So if your goal is to show more muscles and get fit and have body recomposition, your food intake is going to be higher in protein. But if you are running a marathon, you are probably going to be increasing your carbohydrates because you need that energy. And that is something to really take into consideration, is what your goals are. And does this diet or new lifestyle help you reach those goals? As I mentioned above, another question to ask yourself is, what are you going to do when you're done? Is there an end date? If you are saying, I am only going to do this healthy lifestyle for 6 weeks until my friend's wedding, where I'm going to lose weight until then, what's going to happen after that? What if you removed the end date from the picture? What if, when building this custom meal plan, you set micro goals, like in 6 weeks, I want to be down 5 pounds for my friend's wedding, and 6 weeks after that, I want to be down 10 pounds or 5 more pounds, 10 pounds. You know what I mean. What are you going to do when you're done? Are you just building healthy habits for a long-term healthy lifestyle? Or are you focusing on a short-term goal? Either way is okay, but knowing that going into your diet can make such a big difference. Last but certainly not least, what lifestyle changes are you making along the way with the changes on your plate? We've kind of talked about that throughout all of them, but it's really not just one or the other. You can't go into a diet and say, I'm going to eat healthier, but only walk 2,000 steps a day. You can't go into, I am going to go to the gym for an hour a day, but I'm still going to get Burger King on the way home. Those two do not match. You have to find the right balance, and that means making lifestyle changes all around. That means improving your sleep. That means drinking more water. That means limiting, but not eliminating, your fast food. That means watching your sugar intake. That means movement. That means adding vegetables. It means being realistic with yourself. It's helpful to work with somebody who can help you make these decisions, like a nutrition coach. Hey, that's me. That can help guide you in the right direction and help making the right choices for your body. All of these different factors that we've talked about over the last 8 to 9 weeks do play a part in your overall diet. But a diet won't work for you if it isn't built for you. It needs to be sustainable, it needs to be realistic, and it needs to be built for your individual body. No matter what you do, you need to take those into consideration. If you are frustrated with your diet, if you are stressed out about your diet, if you are stuck in a plateau and you can't figure out why, take a step back and ask yourself those questions. Is it sustainable? What was your source? Is it realistic for you right now? Is it getting me to my end goal? What even is my end goal? What am I going to do when this diet is done? And what changes am I making to my lifestyle along the way? Have a great week, everybody. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week.